Okay, so who heard today's reading and thought, what was Jesus talking about? You mean it's okay for me to cheat people? You mean it's great, you know, this idea that this servant who's out there ripping people off and doing his own thing, that's a good thing? I mean, keep in mind, remember how the master in this story actually acted to him, or, you know, responded to what was going on. And sometimes we have to remember that we come from a different time than what Jesus did. And we also have to remember that Jesus was speaking to a group of people who had not heard his message. We've heard the fullness of the gospel, we've experienced it, and we've had an opportunity to live it, but the group that he was talking to was a little different. You know, and here's one of the ways in which that would happen. You know, this particular person that we hear about in the gospel today, this collector for the master, would have been one who, believe it or not, rather than getting a weekly paycheck, there's a pretty good chance that he was someone who had to pad the bill so that he could get some income. We can see that in a couple places, and it wasn't uncommon. And when it sounds like perhaps this guy is stealing from the master, maybe not. No, he's probably, you know, he was probably taking away some extra stuff for himself with those original amounts, you know, the 100 and the 50 parcels of whatever we were talking about in there. But the, you know, the idea that he was trying to make his living out of that. So when he gets in trouble, what does he do? He goes to the people and say, okay, how much do you owe? 100? Well, do that for 50, because that's really what you owed. And then, you know, the other person, what do you owe? You know, and he came up with a fair amount, probably the amount that person was supposed to do. Now, he was probably still scamming a little bit in there, but, you know, what he was doing was he was making things right. He was taking a bad situation and making the best of it. And that was kind of the way things were done back then. You know, and there's another thing, you know, that kind of helps us to pull this whole notion together. And that's that when we hear, you know, when we talk about what's going on, we can really relate sometimes, I think, to, you know, this servant who's getting fired, who's in the process of having to make some changes in his life. But we forget that what Jesus was really talking about, the central character here, was his master, was the one who was making decisions. You know, when people were kind of shocked when all of a sudden the master started praising this guy for what he did, that should kind of lead us, or give us an idea that something different's going on there. And here's really what he's talking about. Of course, he's talking about our relationship with God. And, you know, for all of us here, you know, for some of the, like, this is a little bit different than the way I put it for the people a little bit earlier, because a lot of them aren't in school anymore, and they've already worked, and they've made all of these things, and they've got all this stuff that, you know, that they own, that they've worked very hard for. And when we think about it, you know, we think, well, you know what? I really have. I've worked hard. I've earned the fact that I'm in college. I've been able to, you know, I've been able to do all the work. I've been able to do these things. I am owed whatever it is that you get when you get out of college. It's a little different from everybody, for everybody, just so you know. You know, there's no set way that everything's going to go for you. But, you know, we can start thinking that, you know, I've worked hard, I've done all of this stuff, I deserve. And that's what Jesus is trying to get us not to think. Because remember, if it were not for God, none of us would have anything. None of us would have anything at all. You know, everything that we have is a gift. Everything that we possess, everything that we do, everything that happens in our lives is something that has been given to us from God. And what Jesus is trying to get people to see, as, you know, by making the example of the person who was in charge of this steward, who was given charge of things and wasn't doing a very good job, is he's trying to see that when we get right down to it, it's God's choice what happens with what goes on. I mean, we can feel that we're owed all of these different things for what we've done, but if you can shift to the position that Jesus is trying to get people to see in today's reading, you know, this idea that if we see everything as a gift, if we see everything that we have, and all, even if it's just an opportunity to do great things, if we can see that as a gift, how does that change how you look at the world? How does that change? Because, you know, remember, God created everything. He created the universe. He created, you know, well, I could go on forever, but, you know, he created in many ways, Missouri University here. He created the school. He created everything that's here for you to take advantage of this. And if, while you're here, you can keep that in mind, that everything you're experiencing is a gift, and that everything is being given to you for a reason that God understands, you know, even if it doesn't make sense, like the way that the master in this particular story, even if you look at it and you go, but when we get right down to it, it's God's choice. And he's here and he's given us this wonderful opportunity to do things. And if you can look at it that way, think about how fortunate we are. You know, and also think about the fact that we've been given all of these wonderful things. We've been given all of these gifts. We've been given all of this opportunity to do something great with our lives and to actually help people, that we do need to remember those who aren't as fortunate as us. We need to remember that there are numbers of people out there who are working very hard, who aren't making much money, who aren't doing very well, who are struggling with all the different problems that we can see in our today's world, who are looking for God's people to help them out. And that's what we get to do. And brothers and sisters, that, you know, when we're actually reaching out and we're helping people, that's where the real stuff comes from. That's where the real happiness comes from, is when we can make a difference and when we can do what it is that God has called us to do. And that's to share the gifts that we've been given. And what he's saying today, like I've been mentioning, is that everything you have is a gift from God. Even some of the challenges, which might be difficult, but they give us the chance to grow. And sometimes, you know, those difficulties that we face give us a chance to turn more toward God. And as we look at it, you know, it's that idea of being the student, or being the steward. So, you know, when we start thinking about, and especially for people who are on the verge of moving forward with their lives and trying to find out how successful have I been or how good am I, here's some of the questions that we might want to ask for us. You know, so the question of a successful life, is it how much did I make? Probably not. It's probably somewhere along the lines, or closer to, how did you use what you had to creative purposes for the general welfare of all? In other words, God gave us all of these gifts so that we can help each other out. And when we do that, you know, things really do seem to go well for us. When we get right down to it, we are the stewards in this particular parable, you know, and we're just like that unjust steward. You know, because remember, brothers and sisters, there were only two people who have ever walked the planet who were without sin and who were without all the difficulties that most people face, and that was Jesus and his mom. We're not them, which means that we have challenges. And the idea is to what Jesus is trying to do is steer us to the right place, to steer us to take his lead on what's going on. So kind of, you know, as a way to close this out and to give you something to think about as we go, I'd like to offer a little prayer. And for the life of me, I cannot find out who originally wrote this. So I'm going to chalk this up to an angel, although I'm sure probably someone who's better on the internet could find out, who could look up the exact person who wrote it. But here's a prayer, you know, when we start thinking about what am I going to do with the gifts that God has given me. And this prayer is, Lord Jesus, all I have is a gift from you. May I love you freely and act generously with all you have put at my disposal, including my time, my money, and my possessions.